What's up, shipheads? It is draft day. We got a special episode right here. Normally, you know, the Ship It guys, we're taking down movie content. It's our wheelhouse. It's what we love. It's what we live and breathe every single day. But we got our new 90s feed out there now. Party like it's .. 90s. And we want to spice it up. We want to tackle some other fun content from the 90s. So on this episode, I'm joined by my buddy Dez, and we're going to be making a little 90s mixtape from the year 1990. Yes. How you doing, buddy? Got your jukebox and your cassette tapes ready?
I've got my cassette tape recorder. I got the radio playing in the background, so when my favorite song comes on, I can record it and get it on the mixtape. I'm going to make the most amazing mixtape, and I'm going to give it to this girl that I like, and then she's totally going to be into me after that. Like,
as soon as she hears the extra mile, right? Every single track number on there and the little white strip. As soon as
she hears how long it took me to record this thing, she's just going to understand the level of interest that I have, and she's going to instantly fall in love with me. That's how it works, right?
Each song is going to call to a special moment that we've shared.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I hope it works out. But everyone loves making a good mixtape, right? Whether you're making mix CDs, as you're growing up, or back in the day, if you're recording songs off the radio with your cassette tapes, you know, whatever your relationship with it, Spotify playlist now, right? Whatever the mindset or the tools you're using, it's the process that is just so much fun. So when we look at these specific years of the 90s that we're doing, you know, deep dives in and tackling all the content, we had to get some sort of music theme going in here. So we really excited to do a draft style version of this, where we're going to be going down, looking at the major songs of that year. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, this song was released in the calendar year of 1990, but when were people listening to it, right? When were these songs topping on the Billboard Top 100 charts? When were they really being resonated in different films that were, or TV or culture that was in that specific year? A little time capsule, right? As people travel back and are re-experiencing it. So we're going to make a mixtape. We're going to want to have a few different categories that we're bringing in here for song types. So we got a pop category. We got an alternative rock category. We got hip hop. We got country. We got dance. What's going to get you moving? What's going to get that foot tapping? We got love ballads. Ooh. Is Dez going to feature that number one song to hook that girl? Just, you know, have her start thinking of their future life together, right? That can have some love ballads in there. And then we're going to do a little soundtrack one. You know, we're big movie fans. We got to tie back somehow. So this is going to be what films came out that had iconic songs in that year that people were loving, that were featured on those soundtracks. We're going to have a spot for that. Put that all together, it's going to be one awesome mixtape from the year 1990.
Yeah. If I'm making my mixtape for Sally, she's going to have lots of love ballads on her mixtape.
I did not expect that. You stuck up on me with that one. That was great. Can you do the whole cast like that?
I could try.
Listeners would kill you. Oh, man. But this is going to be a fun
track
one.
Track number four.
When you go down, like, obviously with the movie side, we just did the year 1990. You had specific genres and categories. Some of those a little bit flexible. I think you're going to have the same thing where you could have some songs that maybe they slide a little bit more on the pop side, but could also be considered rock, you know, maybe soundtrack, but they're also in these different categories. So it's going to be some strategy tied to it. These are definitely going to be pretty fun. I think there's less wrong answers than what Dez would pick on the movie side, where they're traditionally all bad answers. But this one, you know, a lot of people are going to love these different songs, and it's obviously a much deeper field than you would look at it, say, set film releases in a year. You have a much wider pool to tap into. So I think it's just going to be really fun to go back and revisit these, you know, give a little bit of a preview and, you know, get the vocal cords going as we give these pitches. But Dez, you have the first pick overall here. What are your thoughts going into a new draft style like this?
Yeah, you know, I'm not terribly worried because I don't know that Macaulay Culkin had an awful lot of solo albums out in 1990.
I know that Home Alone score.
I know that you like the fanboy out of Macaulay Culkin in 1990.
Gotta build the rivalry. He's in your head now.
But you know, his vocal, you know, performances I don't think are that heavily recorded on the mixtape. So I think I'm going to be okay. I like the categories. It gives you a wide range of options here. Again, for this one, I don't know if it would be something you could waste as a first overall pick, because this is such a wide category, such a lot of choices in all these categories that there's really not like a GOAT of music in that year. I mean, you could go by like record sales or, mm-hmm. you know, most played that year or something like that, you know, but if you want to get real ticky tacky about, you know, the statistics of things, but I don't think this is an obvious choice. I know you will. I know you'll choose to do that. But
our analytics department's going deep in the scouting leading up to this.
I just don't know that there's an obvious choice here for the number one overall pick. So that being said, I like to stretch my legs out a little bit. I'm maybe starfish in my king size bed here and stretch my legs out and try something different. I'm going to take my first overall pick. I'm going to go with a completely different direction that I think that you would anticipate me going with my first overall pick. And I'm hoping that by doing this, it's going to just throw off your entire draft. Maybe it'll put you on tilt right away. And I won't have to worry about anything at all. So I'm going to go with my soundtrack right out the gate. You know, Ship It. Ooh. We're primarily a movie, TV, you know, podcast. That's our basis for our origins. I'm going to go with the soundtrack here for 1990. And for me,
I know what it is.
I look, what is it?
Well, I mean, it's no mystery that Neverending Story Chapter 2 came out that year. I'm sorry. Continue.
Did the Neverending Story theme song continue into Neverending Story Part 2?
It just doesn't stop. Like, it's just on loop.
Just rolled over. It never ends. Yeah. Well, you know, when I looked at all the movies that came out in 1990, which we just did, we had the 1990 podcast about movies from 1990. So I got a good taste of all those movies that came out. And when I looked at all the movies that are on that list, and I think songs from those movies and which ones stick out in my mind, the first one popped in my head, very first one, was a no-brainer for me because it's one of my favorite movies from the 90s. And, you know, the song is iconic. The moment is iconic. And this song wasn't made in the 90s, but I'm going to go with Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers, which was in the movie Ghost, the most iconic pottery making scene in maybe film history. So
top five, at least.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, it definitely breaks the top five for pottery for sure.
Yeah. And that's a good one with the soundtrack one, right? Cause it doesn't have to necessarily be released in that, but like that's an iconic moment from the year 1990, right? When people are watching that movie, you know, I would say recreating it, but like, you know, like talking about memeing it in the year, right? So
recreating it.
Tess immediately went out and bought a pottery kit after saw that scene. Like a set shares with Shaoi.
I mean, I would say probably pottery classes at down at the YMCA probably picked up by at least 30% that year.
Yeah. So obviously an older song, but that's definitely iconic for the year 1990 because of that scene. So
yeah,
it's a good pick. It's definitely one of your more identifiable moments for that soundtrack category from all the releases that year.
You just picture like sitting behind Sally and just, oh my
love. And then you become a ghost.
That's it. When you're dead, so.
And you're dead. Okay, that's... I didn't think you'd be coming that strong on the soundtrack one. Little blitzkrieg coming at me here.
Yeah, tough one.
All right, okay. Like I said, there's no wrong answer. It wasn't bad. You didn't mess up yet. But now I get to wait on the soundtrack one.
Yeah.
I think it's a thinner field. You got a good pick there. I got some other ones I had kind of up there, but now I get to wait, and I'm just gonna start really leaning into the more top chart releases for that year. And I think there's two that I'm eyeing for my next two picks here.
No, that's good.
As I go down, so. Yep.
You don't have to just, you can buy them, Michael. It's okay. You can just go ahead. You can go ahead and pick them up. They're yours now.
Yep. And there's a few that just immediately stick out as they go down, like, you know, say top 100 charts, right? It's like, all right, that one I would immediately start listening to right now. This one is going to be culturally relevant even today. People are going to immediately know it, respond to it. So I got two really good choices here that I like kind of answering you with your number one overall. So first one I'm going to like down my alt rock category.
Okay.
Yeah, I get a little bit of Billy Joel in here. You know, technically, right, an 89 release, but this is when people were listening to it in the year 1990. We didn't start the fire, but it was always burning. We didn't start the fire, Mr. Billy Joel. That's going to be such a fun one for people to listen to, try to act like they know all the words to it, mess up, but just keep pushing through it because we don't care because it's so much fun.
Yeah, so, you get to a part, you get the part that you know the best, and you just like, you just crank it out, and then Ryan started the fire.
Right, Ryan. So that's one where I kick this off on my my mixtape here. People are going to be into it. They're going to be feeling it. And that's what I want. That's a response I want to, to evoke.
I don't know if your schoolyard crush is going to, you know, really pick up on that one, but maybe she might be into Billy Joel. She could be there.
Yeah, I mean, I was 1 year old at this point, so I don't think any of people in my at the schoolyard my age are going to be able to get through that song. But it's going to have staying power. It's going to be, everyone loves going back to that one. And if you are that person that can drop the lyrics to the entire song, you're going to win over the crowd.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're a karaoke dark horse if you go into that thing.
Right.
And you turn away from the screen and then you just belt it out. Like, oh, forget about
God,
it. Like, that's it.
He's actually doing it. I can't
for that guy.
The son of a bitch.
I was going to go up there and do All Star by Smash Mouth, but now I can't. There's no following that.
Yep. Great. Yeah. If you can pull it off, a great all-timer karaoke song, if you can pull it off.
Yeah.
Next one. This is, a very iconic song from the year 1990. That's going to transport people right back to that year. Ice Ice Baby by Queen. I mean, by Mel Ice. I'm sorry.
Freddie Mercury? Who wrote Ice Ice Baby?
But it's such a fun one. You hear the first few chords of that song and you're immediately in and you're having such a blast. And Vanilla Ice, I mean, come on. What more can you ask for?
Yeah.
Cool as Ice Baby.
I mean,
ditch the zero, I mean, get with the hero.
It coined the phrase word to your mother. I mean, I have a t-shirt that says word to your mother on it, you know, in my closet right now. So
he's a legend.
Clearly has had an impact on me.
Right. So I like that as my 1-2 punch. That's my hip hop category. So we've got rock and hip hop taken down.
You know, I wouldn't have expected, one of the whitest rappers, out there to be, the dark horse in the hip hop category, but you know,
it's not
Eminem. He was a pioneer. he was around before Eminem was, right? So, I mean, you gotta give him some credit there. Funny, you know, it's funny that you should pick Vanilla Ice and Ice Ice Baby because, you know, I was actually going through some nostalgia here, you know, at my house the other day, and I came across this little gem, photo from when I was a kid. This was probably in the 90s, and you know. For anyone that's just listening to the podcast and not seeing the video stream, if you look at this picture of young Dez here in his baseball photo, those are, in fact, Vanilla Ice stripes shaded into the side of my head there.
Are you kidding me?
So that's, yeah, that's
can you bring that back?
Classic, the three lines right there. Solid Vanilla Ice. I mean, I'm not sure what year this was. I wish I had a year on this photo, but
I just can't imagine. I can't even picture Dez walk strutting out of that barbershop after he requested that. I just be like,
I mean, we look at the team photo. Look at the team photo. No other kid has got those Vanilla Ice stripes on their head like that.
They're out
there
playing with daisies in the outfield. Dez is in there.
I'm a pioneer. I'm a pioneer.
He's looking at Sally in the stands.
Although, you know, 1990, I was six. I was probably like 8 in that picture there. So I was probably a solid year behind the Vanilla Ice stripes trend at that point.
It was over, but no one had that.
I don't know.
To tell you.
I probably killed it. It was probably me.
Well, no, because you got the first Ninja Turtles came out in 90, and then you got the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, which Vanilla Ice is in doing the song.
Right.
So he's...
That was 91, yeah.
He's still pretty popular. I think you're right at the tail end there.
I might have been, yeah. I might have been on the cusp of the end of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, solid choice, though. I like it. That's good. So I'd listen to that mixtape so far. A little Billy Joel and then right to Vanilla Ice.
No skipping going on here.
So I got two more picks in a row now. This is my two picks to close out round two and start round three. You know, the category that I find myself the weakest in, the one that I would say I listen to the least, probably the dance category. You know, you have like your bangers, your gems that it will all stick with you. I can confirm
that as your dance is your weakest category. I've seen you on the dance floor.
Dancing, yeah, in general.
A lot of dice moving, a lot of dice rolling.
Yeah.
A lot of Travolta. Yeah.
Running
Saturday
bands.
Night Fever.
Yeah. I'm jealous of the ones that can pull out the worm. If I could get the worm, if I could learn the worm, I would have just closed the book on the dance catalog.
You're one worm away from winning Sally over at the middle school dance.
That's it. Well, you know, so the dance category, I looked at that one and I looked through the list. And again, not a huge, crazy stacked list on the dance category. Probably just because it's not one of my strongest personal liked categories. But the one that stuck out for me was a little song called Groove Is in the Heart by D-Light, which
Groove is in the heart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I couldn't dance with another.
That's a great hook.
I mean, D-Light. I think she spells it with like three E's, like D-Light. I'm not sure why that is, but personal choice there, I guess.
Here's the first one, like, where she's correcting people.
Right.
No, it's actually Michelle E's. With one L. Thank you.
She could have just gone D with like just the letter D and then like a hyphen. That would have been. And then she also went with like light, which is like L-I-T-E, kind of like light bright. Maybe light bright was probably pretty popular in 1990. So
it's probably
where it came from.
She's got a lot going on in their branding. Gotta respect it. Respect the flex.
So, you know, I'm just getting that one out of the way because, you know, again, not a super deep category for me anyway. And it's catchy. It's good. You know, mm-hmm. you that one comes on the radio. You're going to bop your head a little bit.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah. And then, you know, the other one that when I was looking in the dance category, it fit into the dance category, but it's also perfectly fit into the pop category. And one of my favorite dance floor songs, you get out there, this thing comes on, white people everywhere are losing their minds, okay? 1990 was a great year for that. For weddings in 1990 were lit, okay? Because as soon as Tin Roof rusted, I mean, as soon as that beat dropped, and Love Shack, you know, David, it was, Shack. People were going nuts.
I can confess that I have danced to the song on my heart at a wedding.
At a wedding, yeah. Yeah. Most time at this point when it comes on, you aren't exactly sober either at the wedding. So So you think, you're like, oh man, these moves are killing it right now. I'm killing it. You're just going. So you got to put out the mixtape for 1990, Love Shack, by the B-52s.
So I'm up with two here. And
yeah. Good luck following Love Shack.
I know. He started to corner the B-52s market, which is good card to play. Right.
Well, you're the Rock Lobster come out.
You dropped the Unchained Melody, it got me thinking. I wanted to make sure I had a really solid love ballad song.
Okay.
And going down the list, I thought there would be a little bit more iconic ones from the 1990 year here. But you start going down the list, I started to have, you know, my top tier there, and then one stuck out above the rest. You're talking love ballads. You gotta get one man behind the mic.
Oh boy.
Mr. Michael Bolton.
Oh man.
I mean,
that No Talent Ass Clown.
that's a great call out.
Oh man. No, man. You know I love Michael Bolton. It's too hard to hate Michael Bolton. He's too good.
I mean, and if his renaissance wasn't enough with the Lonely Island songs, right? With, you know, Captain Jack Sparrow and all those coming out on SNL. I mean, it's Mr. Love Ballad himself. Let's be honest. Yeah. So you got to bring in, how am I supposed to live without you?
Oh no.
You gotta.
Oh, you gotta. Man. If you give your mixtape to Sally and I give her mine and that one's the first track on it, it's over. It's over. You're going to be dancing with her at the dance. And
this has been a draft to win Sally's heart.
That's it. Oh man. Yeah. Michael Bolton. You can't go wrong with Michael Bolton.
Yeah.
He did a little stint with, on the Teen Titans Go cartoon. He did the Teen Titans Go, movie. He had a, upbeat original, 80s really? Song about life. That one's,
I did not know
you haven't that. Heard that one. Solid. So he knows how to make fun of himself. He knows his audience, and he knows that he can make fun of himself with that audience. So
yeah, saying great second life.
Yeah.
Most of the time you'll see those older artists, right? They're kind of synonymous with certain decades, start to fall off a little bit, but he's coming back with, you know, getting some viral aspects going with him. Got to respect it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So next we get, I really eyed the country category here because I didn't really start getting into country till, you know, you go into the 2000s here. So I'm less familiar with the older hits that are out there. So if I see one that I am aware of, I want to lock it down because I know it's going to be a pretty iconic song. In these old early 90s years, I'm probably not going to get as many deep cuts as that. So I want to get that down early. And think about 90s country. There's one name that comes to mind.
Oh, man. Don't even do it to me. Don't even do it.
Because I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. It's basically a song you try to sing as low as you can.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really fun one. But that's one that's come on in so many parties. Everyone starts joining in, singing it. It's a fun song. And like I said, 90s country, just like Michael Bolton and Love Ballad, you got to lock down Garth Brooks in this spot.
Yeah, another one of those wedding songs where if it comes on, like that's it. It's you play that one a little bit later in the night when right. people got a little buzz going.
Yep.
And that dance floor is not going to be empty.
Everyone's just arm in arm swaying.
Yeah, it's just rocking back and forth like a chorus line. Man, you know, I'm so upset at this because, you know, the 90s country for me is like my favorite country. Like,
really?
I feel like that's the category that like I might have a chance to sneak one in there on you and maybe get that category locked down. So I probably should have done that one a little earlier. Looking at the list now, Garth Brooks, that's his GOAT song right there. That's the best one he's got. He's got a lot of great ones, but Friends in Low Places is universal
at this point.
Yeah. So, kudos to you for that one. Sally's going to like it. She'll be a fan.
Yeah. Mid draft, top tier talent right there.
Yeah. Surprised it went down this late. You know, that's the kind of thing with these mixtapes is like this, there's a lot of talent to pull from for these. Mm-hmm. So, definitely going to miss some here and there, but I think we'll have that mixtape popping here by the time we're done. So, that's your two in a row there. So now I get to close out this round and start the next one. Vanilla Ice with the hip hop there, you know, very catchy, very much like an earworm that's going to get in there and you're not going to be able to stop thinking about it. I think I got to go in the same direction for some of these categories. And when I think of hip hop and I look at 1990, what came out against it, I got to go with the next obvious choice here, the next man up, you know, and that's got to be MC Hammer. And you can't touch this. So
nice. That's a fun one.
Yeah. I mean, it's so simple. It's like, can't touch this. Can't touch this.
It's just got to repeat. That's when you could definitely repeatability is a little tough on a cassette tape, but repeatability is a clutch one for these songs.
As long as you got your pencil ready to put in the middle there to rewind it when it gets your tape deck eats your tape, you're fine. You're good to go. But yeah, I mean, MC Hammer, you know, another one of those iconic hip hop songs, could also be maybe categorized as dance as well, probably, I'm sure. But because it had its own dance, it had the Hammer Dance, the Hammer Pants. So, I mean,
got the whole brand going.
It's solid. Yeah, solid choice in there. Not quite Vanilla Ice level, and for my opinion, but you know, Close second.
Did you ever have the Vanilla Ice hair with the hammer pants?
Ooh, oh man. I feel like I had to have at some point. Like, I don't know. I definitely had, like, maybe not quite as big of a pair of pants as Hammered had, but I definitely had some flared out pants in the 90s at some point. So I'll try to find that one for the next cast, for the 91 cast. All right, so I get to open up the next round here. Again, 90s country. 1990 was not a bad year, but it wasn't a stacked year for 90s country. It was just kind of winding up. It was just getting gearing up here and getting going. Garth Brooks had a big year. George Strait, a lot of big names there. You took the biggest name Garth Brooks song there, but when I started looking at 1990, I said Garth Brooks had like two or three other songs out that year, and one of the best ones up there, top five for me, got to go with The Dance with Garth Brooks. Yeah, you had the Challenger explosion a couple years before. He wrote this song, The Dance, about, you know, going out there, living your best life because you might not have tomorrow. And just the music video will get the tear ducts going. And, you know, solid backup choice for Garth Brooks. Not going to be top tier talent. I can't compete with Friends in Low Places, but so I see your Garth Brooks and I raise you another one. So
Unchained Melody, The Dance. I mean, she's just, Sally's going to be feeling a little down, a little tears going down as she's listening to
it. That's what, you know, grooves in the heart and Love Shack will bring her back up. Don't worry.
So I know, you know, Team Bull's going to have a good time. We'll hang out with that guy.
Yeah, well, now it's time for your two picks for you right in a row here. So let's see how we can add to this mixtape. Let's keep the groove going.
So I was a little worried with you going aggressive with soundtrack, but I like how it's playing out because I'm just plugging top tier songs across the board. Okay. We mentioned country one. I got that knocked down. 1990, why not bring in the top song of the year? Why not?
Here we go with the analytics.
The numbers don't lie. And I got my pop category still open. This is a song that was always fun, but had a little bit of a renaissance with a comedy that I love. One of my favorite comedies out there, Bridesmaids. And when that ending credit started to queue up and you started to see him, someday somebody's gonna meet him. I gotta do that again. Someday somebody's gonna make you want to turn around and say goodbye. Until then, baby, you're gonna make him hold you down, make you cry. Don't you know? Do you know? Things can go your way. I'm completely offbeat, but you get it. Hold on.
I got it.
Wilson Phillips, you got the Bridesmaids girls, you know, fist pumping in unison. Number one
was
song
Wilson Phillips of the was year. That like. Was that like the last name of each of the girls? Was one of them last name Wilson and the other one Phillips? Is that how they came up with the name?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. Tibbet. Yeah, you probably should look that up since it's your pick.
Okay, D-Light.
Come on.
For whatever reason, you know, maybe like
she has three E's.
You're just throwing stuff out there, see what sticks. But regardless of how they came up with the name, it's still the number one song of 1990 that I'm getting in the fifth round. Thank you very much.
All right. Good value there. I can't argue that. If that song's coming on, I'm not going to not sing Hold On by Wilson Phillips. So
it's a good road trip car song, right?
Yeah.
Comes on, kind of a slow burn. You get into it and then the chorus comes on.
Boom, yeah. Boom, boom. Maybe you're in an elevator and you hear like the non-lyric version on the radio in the elevator. You're like, you're going to sing it. You're not going to, doesn't matter if it's strangers all on either side of you.
Yeah. Things will go your way if you hold on for one more day. If you hold on. It's a fun one. It's a fun one. Yeah. So yeah, now looking at it, I got soundtrack left. I got dance. And that's it. So
soundtrack and dance. Wow.
I got one of these categories I'm locking down now, and then I have to wait till the end of the draft for the next one. I'm going to keep way on soundtrack. I'm going to make you sweat it out a little bit. Can I match your number one overall pick with my last pick? It's something the listeners will be talking about coming off the draft. But I'm going to take down my dance one. You got a good solid one over there with some D light. Well, I got another one. You go down, you start listening to it. It's one part, just your foot's tapping with it. It's another part. It's kind of like a, you know, a pre-game sort of pump up one. It's going to get the blood flowing. That's what you want. When you kick on that one, you get people going on the dance floor. How about some pump up the jam, pump it up, pump up the jam. Technotronic, another great name. That doesn't scream dance song. I don't know what will.
Yeah. Yeah. One hit wonders. I don't think they had any, I don't think they had anything else beyond Pump Up the Jam, right?
Technotronic's discography is amazing. You got to go
visit that. They are on every single Jock Jams album that was
probably,
ever made.
Probably. And I don't know how they came up with the name Dez, if you're going to grill me on that. So we just.
It's supposed to be like the Technodrome, like Ninja Turtles, maybe. No, that's a good one there. Yeah. That's a solid 90s dance jam. And as soon as it comes on, like, it's like, din, 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 din. Like the yep. bass gets in there. It's like, you just know it's coming. It's just, it'll get you going. I think of like this other 90s song that they used that in. I don't think it was 1990 though. So maybe, you know, maybe it was the year after 91, but there was a Leslie Nielsen movie called Repossessed. It's a underrated comedy in the style of like Naked Gun.
Yeah.
Basically makes fun of like horror movies and like The Exorcist.
Yeah.
And they use that song. It's for, I don't know why, like forever in my life. Like, no, I do know why, but I probably shouldn't say it on the podcast. It's probably completely inappropriate. But
I could be due for a Leslie marathon.
Yeah. You know, those movies were influential for me growing up, you know, the Naked Guns and the comedies, like nobody did it better than Leslie Nielsen. So
yeah,
you get a horror movie, which is one of my favorite genres. And then you get Leslie Nielsen making fun of it. Okay. I'm on board. So Pump Up the Jam was part of that. And that'll forever stick with me, I think.
So now well, that's closing the six, those seven, you're finalizing your mixtape here with these picks.
This is
you
it.
Gotta go out on a high note.
You know, I've got two pretty good size categories here. I mean, these are two pretty important songs to go on the mixtape. Sally, this is a make or break moment for her. You know, I've got the love ballad and I've got the rock, the alternative or rock song. I mean, the love ballad's got to seal the deal. I think that's got to be the last one I got to pick to seal the deal and the tape to really just put a stamp on the envelope, you know.
I still love that this is why I'm just like, let's make a mixtape to like, let's win over Sally's heart.
Well, you know, it just gives me a motivation to keep recording these songs on the radio because it sucks. You know,
all
I'm gonna stand there and hold that microphone up to the speaker. Then your little sister comes in, she starts talking, you're like, shut up, I'm doing something.
Mom, I've said I'm busy.
I told you to knock first. So I got my last two picks here. You know, we had the other podcast about the 90s movies. In that podcast, I one of my picks was a little movie starring Emilio Estevez.
Emilio.
Came out in 1990. And Young Guns 2. And that soundtrack, I already have my soundtrack spot put up, but I'm going to slide this guy right up into the rock category here. I'm going to go with Blaze of Glory by the one and only, probably... you know, top five icons of rock, Bon Jovi. I mean, come on.
Bon Jovi.
Blaze of Glory comes on. You're not changing the station. You're not doing it.
You're making me sweat over here having my soundtrack pick still left.
I'm just trying to steal them away. Just pick and choose. Just to take all the ones I need. So
I will have the Hard to Kill theme song.
I'll take the Dances with Wolves instrumental soundtrack. So yeah, Blaze of Glory, solid soundtrack song, but also, you know, great in the rock category. So I'm gonna lock that guy in there. And then I gotta close out this draft. I gotta just put the stamp on the mixtape here. So just to make sure that Sally knows that I really care for her. I love ballad.
Pull the heartstrings.
You know, it's going to be hard to top Michael Bolton. I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I can do it, but I'm going to try. Looking through the list of all the songs, one of the ones that came to mind for me here kind of had a very Wilson Phillips type feel to it, you know, and when it comes on the radio and you just kind of sing along to it a little bit here. I think it's Roxette. It's their hit. It Must Have Been Love. It Must Have Been Love.
But it's over now. So you're saying it's over.
Well, you know, she could take it one of two ways. It could go either way.
I got Bolton over here saying, I can't be without you. Come on, let's get together. Yeah, I think
I tell her that it must have been love, maybe she's like, oh, mate, wait, you're right. It must have been love. So
that feeling inside, it must have been love.
Yeah. So I guess I should probably ask him to dance next time we have a dance.
I will say, I think you've had some questionable picks throughout this, you know. I got you
until 1990 was a weird year. Okay,
I think that's a top tier pick at the end of the draft.
Yeah,
I'll give you that
for it to fall this late.
Must Have Been Love is a great classic 90s song.
Roxette, 1990 Roxette was right in their prime. So
yeah,
you know, they had what was the other song they had? I think it was also a soundtrack song. It wasn't. I don't know.
I'm just curious. How did they get their band name?
They use two T's in Roxette, just so you know.
Spelling is key.
Yeah.
So it's back over to me. To close out my mixtape.
Soundtrack.
I've been building up. I got the soundtrack one left. And this one's a little flexible, right? Because I don't have to necessarily be within that 1990 year. But what's iconic from the movies of that year? So some different angles to play. I think there's one other option out there outside of Unchained Melody. It's a great pick. Went early, understandable. But to close out the draft with this, I think it's going to hold up. I'm going to just drop you this.
Okay, I'm ready.
Pretty woman walking down the street. Pretty woman. I mean, one of the best movies of the 1990 is the year 1990 is Pretty Woman. You have the title track, they're bringing it back for that soundtrack, and everyone knows that scene. She's going around her shopping spree, trying on all the dresses, and it's a classic 1990 moment right there that we're pulling from for the last pick for my soundtrack spot.
Good choice. When you first started singing it, I wasn't quite sure where you're going with it at first. I was like, is he like singing the theme song to the Blues Brothers right now? Like, damn it. Yeah. Roy Orbison, great classic rock singer there, being revitalized his career for Pretty Woman. You think the title came first or you think the movie came first? I was curious about those things because, like, the song's been around much longer than before the movie was ever written.
Right, or when they realized they wanted to include that song, did they say, oh, this
title
works?
Yeah, like, did they title it Pretty Woman and then they had to go get Pretty Woman rights using it in the movie? Or did they already have the song and they're like, let's just figure out what this is about because now we've got the title.
Yeah, it's a great movie title.
Yeah. Yeah, you should have looked that up too.
Damn it. Maybe you should have done your research, Mike.
Zing! No, it's a good choice. I'm surprised it went down that late. It's good.
I'm just over here trying to have a good time, listen to some good tunes, and over here he's grilling my backstory on each of these.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sally's got her work cut out for her, I think, with these two mixtapes. I'll run down my list here, and then you can remind everyone of your losing one. So Sally's got a good mix here. She's got Love Shack. She's got Blaze of Glory by Bon Jovi. She's got You Can't Touch This by MC Hammer. The Dance by Garth Brooks. Get her, you know, right in the feels. Unchained Melody. You know, she can't not think of Ghost when she's listening to that one. And Groove Is in the Heart by D-Light. And It Must Have Been Love by Roxette. So, again, she's probably just going to – it's just going to melt her little heart. And she's going to just – next time recess rolls around, it's over.
She's going to have an okay time. It's a lot of downers, a lot of slow-playing ones. She's going to just have a good time with my mixtape. And that's what you want from mixtape. You want to get people going, people involved. Got the pop song. from Wilson Phillips. If you hold on for one more day. And then we're going to have just a fun join in one. We didn't start the fire. Mr. Billy Joel. Ice, ice, baby. Mr. Vanilla
It's David Bowie, right?
Right. Because I got friends in low places. The best song from the best country artist of the decade. And it's fun. Fine, you got his second best one, but I'll take the best one. Pretty Woman from a soundtrack pick. Iconic song from that movie. And then Pump Up the Jams from the classic band Technotronic for my dance slot. And then my love ballad, Mr. Michael Bolton. How am I supposed to love? How am I supposed to live without you? I'm already thinking about love. How am I supposed to live without you?
How am I supposed to love without living you? See, if you
still
mix
works.
That up,
still works.
If you write love instead of live on the mixtape, it's just gonna creep her right out. Like, ew, no, ew.
But she's gonna love it. She's gonna love it.
Well, Sally, if you're out there listening, let us know who has your heart.
Flash forward, she's gonna be wearing my varsity jacket. We're gonna prom together.
That's it. So, well, this is the fun one. I like this. This is a new category for us to dabble into the music realm of things. And I think we're going to like this one, I think.
Yeah, it's fun, you know, doing these back to back, right? Going through the whole decade, you get that full lay of the land, right? Doing the movies, seeing the music, get some sports in there, right? And then,
yeah,
as you go through, you know, each year is going to be a new playing field. It's going to be fun. So we're going to keep this going with 1991 coming up next. Definitely look forward to it.
Oh, man, I can't wait for all those songs.
And some have said, not me, some have said that I'm really an expert in the year 1991 in terms of the fun facts, the backstory on artists and how they came to be. So I'm just saying, I'm just warning you. You better be ready.
Well, the listeners are taking a mental note of all of this. So when that next episode drops, you better be living up to the hype. There better be full on deep dive into the backstories of why Phil Collins didn't write this song and he wrote that song instead.
I redraft it with one of those quarterback playbooks on my wrist.
Yeah, I just
flip it on.
Hey, whatever works, you know?
Yep.
As long as you can tell me what the hell Wilson Phillips came from. I'll be perfectly fine.
Maybe that's who they wrote the song for. A guy named Wilson Phillips.
Yeah.
All right. And that closes us out. And we're going to go listen to this full mixtape now. It's going to be fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you don't put these on any mixes you're listening to, that's something wrong.
Yep. All right. We'll catch you on the next one. See you, buddy.
Yep.
Welcome to the All 80s Movies Podcast.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jason. And this is the podcast where we talk about the blockbusters, the flops, and everything in between from one of the freshest decades for movies, the 1980s. So whether you're a brain, a jock, a valley girl, or a Jedi, we've got some 80s classics for you.
Do these movies stand the test of time? Are we discovering something new? Is there an 80s movie we're finally watching for the first time?
Join us each week as we dive into the cinematic nostalgia that inspired and influenced a generation. From the hits to the cult classics, we'll discuss our earliest memories, favorite scenes, fun facts, and our not-so-favorite movie moments, too.
It's the All 80s Movies Podcast, now available on all major streaming platforms. Please subscribe and happy listening.